The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
Pointing You Home with Eric Stewart on WMAL.
Pointing You Home.
Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Welcome to Pointing You Home, your number one local news resource. Today, we'll discuss Amazon's big move to Arlington and what that means for you, our housing, and for the local market in general. Stay tuned for that after local news that matters to you.
Panama Red, Panama Red.
You may not have heard about this, but there is a law change that was passed recently with respect to marijuana in Washington, D.C. So apparently, there is now a change where there will be a tax and regulate proposal for marijuana in D.C. in the next year, according to Muriel Bowser, who's the mayor of Washington, D.C. There has been a change in a number of states across the country to try to relieve some of the burden of the federal regulations. As you may know, marijuana is considered a drug that if you're caught with it, the federal government will prosecute you for it. But in states such as Washington State, Oregon, and other places in our country, now including Washington, D.C., and Maryland for that matter, medical marijuana has been passed, and which is the use for those who need, I guess, relief from various numbers of pains and ailments that they might have. Well, now recreational marijuana is coming to Washington, D.C. We will see what happens. I will be interested to see the impact on the D.C. market as a result of that. We'll see. Rockville officials consider an 11-point plan to revitalize the town center. So 5 weeks after the Rockville officials held an emergency town hall meeting, which I reported on, the concerns here, Rockville Town Square, which was, by the way, is just night and day better than the old mausoleum in downtown Rockville that I used to ride my bicycle to as a kid and go to Barry's Magic Shop and go to my dollar movies at the movie theater when I was a kid and go to the pita house to buy pita sandwiches. You know, that was it was a mausoleum. There was nothing there. Downtown Rockville was not interesting. That was torn down. A revitalization effort has gone in over the last 20 years, and it's been dramatically turned around. However, a lot of the restaurants and a lot of the businesses that have moved into Rockville Town Center have not survived. So there's an emergency meeting that took place, and an economic plan for Town Center has been developed, and it's in the process of being developed, and it really needs to happen right away. Rockville is depending upon the leadership, and hopefully this 11-point plan to revitalize Town Center will take shape and bring some stability and better growth into the downtown Rockville area. Planning Board approves a sketch plan for a 1.9 million square foot development right on Rockville Pike, right by the Strathmore Music and Arts Hall. That will be exciting. Now, that is going to be called the Strathmore Square Project. Roughly 1.2 acre park. There will be 7 buildings up to 300 feet tall. I reported on this a few weeks ago, right by the Grosvenor Metro. Also, Montgomery County receives top health scores in Maryland. I guess there's a lot of people working out in Montgomery County. I'm not sure what it is about Montgomery County. Maybe we're all in such a hurry that we have to keep up the pace. In Arlington, the South Lions Club celebrates their holiday season. So if you've never been, they're going to host their annual Christmas tree sale and Christmas tree 5K on Columbia Pike this holiday season. Benefits from the Christmas tree 5K and Lions Club Christmas tree sale provide resources for site preservation, disaster relief, Arlington youth activities, Arlington free clinic, and the Arlington Food Assistance Center. So this is their 55th annual Christmas tree sale. Well done, Lions Club. Good job. If you're interested, they're open from 12 to 8, Monday through Friday, and 9 to 7, Saturday and Sunday.
Everybody's got a price.
Hey, the number of million-dollar neighborhoods in the United States has doubled. Have you heard this? So the median home price is a seven-figure figure. okay, in double the number of communities than it was just 8 years ago. That phenomenon is especially prevalent in where? That's right, San Francisco Bay Area. In San Francisco alone, seven new million-dollar hoods, including South of Market, Portola, Ingleside, and Fisherman's Wharf, joined that club of 80 other communities at a million on the median. In Oakland, 20 of the 290 larger neighborhoods passed that million-dollar territory in the last year. Now, I have reported on this in Real Estate Now, which is tonight at 9:30. I'll report on it a little bit more in depth then if you want to hear more about what's going on in the nation in inventory and pricing. So what does Amazon HQ2 mean for taxpayers in New York and Virginia? Winning that bidding war for Amazon to have their second corporate headquarters is going to come with a pretty steep price. Okay, so this is the morning after the wedding, right? Okay, that's the total amount in tax incentives now, $3.4 billion, and grants that the state and local officials have offered the e-commerce giant as a part of their bids to house HQ2 here in Arlington and also up in Long Island City, New York. So Amazon, as you know, confirmed on Tuesday of last week, week and a half ago now, that they are coming here. And we're very excited for that. And I do think the impact is going to be very positive. But there's a price tag. So what is going to subsidize that price tag? What is going to compensate for that? Is it going to come just from the jobs or is it going to come from other sources, namely taxes? So there are a lot of tax breaks and grants Amazon will receive that are contingent on the company fulfilling its promises to bring in not just the 25,000 new jobs that it promised, but also up to 37,500. There'll be a kicker, great idea, by the way, to give them a kicker benefit if they can bring as many as 37,500 here. Yeah, as you may recall, the goal was for Amazon was to have 50,000 new hires wherever they were going to land. They've split that between New York and Arlington. But we're giving them, and I say we, because I consider myself a local person in the Washington DMV, supporting Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. And Arlington has offered an additional $200 million if we can get the number of employees up to 37,500 with an income of $150,000 a year. So we'll see whether there'll be taxes coming up. I think there's going to be some cost to the average consumer. You know, it's not going to be quite like building a stadium. It's $3.4 billion. Arlington commits to only limited affordable housing measures as part of an Amazon deal. So this is one of the commitments that they've made. Amid their persistent concerns that Amazon's army of new workers are going to take away low-income Arlingtonians, county leaders plan to redirect their existing investments in affordable housing to better serve the areas impacted by this new headquarters. Now, while critics of Arlington's decision to court Amazon have focused on everything from the impact on the schools to transportation and so on, there's definitely been some consideration and accommodation. If you want to read more about it, you can pick up an article by Alex Koma, that's K-O-M-A, written mid-November about this very thing. One key way the county earns money for the Affordable Housing Investment Fund is by forcing developers to make contributions to it as they win local approvals for massive new projects. How about Arlington, Virginia, lured in Amazon, you know, fished Amazon in with promises of, can you guess what they promised? Was it just the grant of $550 million? No, it was a helipad. It was the ability to land people right there at headquarters and take off again. Now, that says a lot about the immediacy of need to get people easily to and from the headquarters and not have to go through traffic. If Jeff Bezos is looking for accessibility, that gave it to him. He has the ability to easily access his campus by helipad. If he's coming from an airport, from a private jet, then he can come back to the airport, take off, and head back out west. Interesting. Virginia's tech promise is to build a new campus. Now, also, that helped to seal Amazon's Virginia headquarters deal. So this new campus for Virginia Tech, that was a promise to build a billion-dollar campus in Northern Virginia. And that played a big role as two of the corporate outposts in Arlington's Crystal City development, state, county, and city government workers worked with Amazon for more than a year on the proposal, which helped to persuade the company to choose Crystal City along with the Long Island City in Queens for one of its two new locations. Now, this is a watershed moment for Virginia Tech. It's a great day for the Commonwealth of Virginia and the commitment to serve the youth who are coming up and to provide an education and accessibility as well as walkability right there in what is now called National Landing. That, by the way, is the name of this new area there. National Landing is made up of a piece of Crystal City, Roslyn, and Pentagon City. So, and by the way, it's just an incredible piece of ground, and it's going to provide, rivaling Austin, Texas, one of the best walkable campuses, not only for Virginia Tech, but for all of what Amazon is doing. You know, the devil's in the details, folks. As you know, the details of making the decision come from a lot of research, a lot of effort, and this 150-acre compound with parts in Arlington, parts in Alexandria. There were so many little pieces that had to come together, so many decisions that had to be made. Can you imagine, if you've ever served on an HOA board or a condo board, how difficult it is just to get through a roof or something, right? You know, just to get through some common improvement. All of these pieces, there was a tremendous amount of work, and my hat's off to Arlington and Alexandria, to all of Virginia for accomplishing this incredible feat. Well, hey, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Pointing You Home, and I'm Eric Stewart, your host, every Sunday here from 8 to 8:30. We're followed up with another show right after this, which is the Seniors Solutions Show. And then tonight at 9:30, I do a national-focused show called Real Estate Now, where I tell you the facts about what's going on in the general market across the country, and you'll want to be here for that. If you can't stay or have trouble listening to more than just a little bit of my show, I want to encourage you to listen online, either at iHeartRadio or Spotify. There are apps there where you can listen to my podcasts. It's Pointing You Home with Eric Stewart, Seniors Solutions with Eric Stewart, and then tonight, Real Estate Now with Eric Stewart. Gosh, it's crazy. That's a lot of radio, folks. Stay with me. I'll be right back with more of Pointing You Home right after this.
This is Pointing You Home on WMAL. Here's your host, Eric Stewart.
We just talked about Amazon and the big move here. Now the question is, should you be buying real estate now? Well, let's remember the following, that Washington, D.C. is a government town. It's a town that about 45% of all the jobs in our area are founded and built on the government, federal government, state governments, etc. We changed over the last 30 to 40 years as a result of major transformations due to the growth of the internet, down the 66 corridor, down the Dulles corridor, the construction of buildings and companies from AOL to now Amazon coming in. We've had this history of growth in the private sector as well. And as there have been cycles, huge cycles in the tech market between 94 and about 2001, with the bust taking place and then a rebuilding of the general economy, and then biotech up in the Maryland corridor going up and down 270 and other parts, we have seen Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia sustain healthy real estate values throughout difficult times over the last 75 to 80 years. We've had challenges. There have been some times where prices have dropped. Yes, they have. They have, in fact, dropped sometimes as much as 18 to 19% back in 91. We went to the Gulf War. We had seen prices double between 85 and 90. We saw a retraction of about 18 to 19% in the local area. Everything was quiet. It was a ghost town in real estate for about 6 months to 8 months to a year or so. People were still buying, but it was not nearly the numbers. We had to reinvent ourselves, which we did with the technology boom. Well, that said, the government's still here, right? And so are all these other businesses. Now, Amazon lands and brings with it 25,000 jobs over the next number of years. I mean, the construction phase of what they're going to do is going to take time, right? So there's going to be, there's right now 8,500 employees from what I've read that currently work for Amazon. A lot of them work for the web services, Amazon AWS, Amazon Web Services, which is for the most part, out in Ashburn. And they are the backbone of the internet. They provide the cloud service that allows you and I to have accessibility on our phones to pull information out of the cloud. They're one of the providers for, as is Microsoft and other companies. And they are just making a killing off of their Amazon Web Services. They have a ton of other businesses, of course. They started with books, which is, you know, still active. I'm an Audible listener. I love listening to books, and they've got a great service there. Amazon's just an incredibly well-run company. Jeff Bezos, my hat's off to you, and all to the people that he has hired and he's chosen to work for his organization. Now, I will say that because we're entering into a phase where there's going to be these new jobs, and because each new $150,000 job will produce additional jobs off of it, right? Remember, when you have a business, and if you're listening, you have a dry cleaning business, now all of a sudden you have somebody new coming in your store that's working for another company, and they're getting their clothes cleaned. It helps your economy. It helps the gross economy. The taxes help the government economy, right? All that's good. So each job that's added helps to grow the business. And as Dr. Stephen Fuller from George Mason University and I've talked in the past, and when we see job growth in this area somewhat anemic like it was back in 2012, 13, 14, especially as we went into sequestration, almost a contraction. In an annual basis, like calendar year basis, it wasn't a contraction, but it was a contraction off of that, meaning that we saw contraction from April of one year through March of the next. It didn't happen all in the same year, so we didn't see a recession. We didn't see a call to recession. But we have seen times, and we now have a new stimulus in Amazon. And I think there will be other companies that will follow suit in coming here. Amazon does not land alone, is what I'm trying to say. I think this is an excellent time to be a buyer of real estate. Now, you have to look at every purchase of real estate individually. It's not like buying a stock in a company where every single share is exactly like every other single share. It's easy, it's liquid, and so on. But you understand my point. The trend of new job growth in our area and the development of that new job growth as a result of Amazon coming here is nothing short of excellent. It's very good for us. It's going to be very helpful to us, and we're going to see sustained growth in income, sustained growth in real estate values over the next, I would say, 5 to 7 years as a result of this development. Once this is completed, you will be amazed at what has happened in that area. It is a lovely piece of ground. It's going to be dramatic, and it's going to, again, be a piece of an overall development of the capital region. So, you better think about what you're trying to do to me. Now's the time for you to think about buying an investment property. Can I please encourage you to reach out to us here at the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster? Can I? Because we can help you. We know how to help you evaluate whether the rent you're going to receive will cover the mortgage payment, understand the realities of vacancy, how to find good people to come into your property and rent from you. I've got experts in investing. If the time has come for you to consider that and you think, well, you know, maybe I should find out more, I should look into this, reach out to us toll free at 1-800-900-9104. And one of my great team members will talk with you about what we can do to help you. And to us, it's about the relationship. It's not about making a sale. We want to help you make a good decision at the right time for you, and you may be a little early on the horizon. That's okay. Let's start a process and consider what options there might be. I like buying local to where I live because it's easy to check on the property, meaning if you live in Woodbridge, buy in Woodbridge or buy in Occoquan, buy somewhere that's pretty close to where you are, Lorton, something like that if you're in Woodbridge, so you're not too far away from your rental property and you can get to it easily if there's an emergency. Or if you don't want to manage rental properties, you want to buy an apartment building or you want to buy duplexes and you want to have somebody else manage it, you don't have to live nearby. So I've owned property far, far away from where I live too. It just requires trusting somebody on the ground there to take care of all of the needs. So when we think about selling real estate, we think about putting houses on the market, getting the best price possible, knowing that the underlying economy is good, knowing that the underlying economy is going to perform and that real estate should be healthy over the next, 5 to 7 years as a result of a variety of things, including the Amazon landing here. I think it's a good time to buy investment property. I think it's also a good time, if you're thinking about selling your home, to think about being a little bit more aggressive in your pricing for the spring of 2019, meaning that prices have kind of stalled. They really haven't gone up over the last, in some parts of the Maryland and Virginia area, they have not really gone up that much over the last few years. They've kind of stalled out. But if you're close to a metro, the metro location is a huge driver. And that demand for that location, I think, is going to be felt more as people want to have as commuters want to have that accessibility, which long term has been definitely desirable. But as more jobs like Amazon land there, those $150,000 workers are not all going to want to live within a block or two of work. They're going to want to live within a block or two of a metro that could take them to work, right? Okay, hey, quick announcement here. In just about 2 weeks, we're having our seminars on how to sell your home for top dollar in Tyson's, in McLean, Virginia, excuse me, and also in Chevy Chase, Maryland. If you are getting ready to sell your home or thinking about selling your home in the spring or summer or fall of 2019, perhaps you're making a transition of some kind, moving out of the area or moving to a retirement community or just want to move up but need to sell something, come hear my lecture, 31 years experience. I'll tell you exactly how you can make the best money when the best time is to sell your property. I'll show you graphs. I'll explain things. And we can even give you a market evaluation of your home at that event if you're interested. It's free. We'll have refreshments provided. It's an hour and a half, and we welcome you. So this will be on Saturday, December the 8th. Hope you can make it. Chevy Chase, Maryland, and also in McLean, both on that Saturday. Well, I told you last week about my dream of catching that pass into the end zone, and I just want to let you know that although it was a little staged, I did exactly that. And I had that dream, caught that ball, landed in the end zone, and the crowd went wild.
Sure they did.
Thanks, Ken. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family. I certainly did with mine. Seniors Solutions, straight ahead. Older Americans face affordability and accessibility challenges. We'll talk about that next.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.